When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who feels like the energy she put into her relationship isn't the energy that she's getting back from it. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
Right. We are not professionals. We are not trained in this. We have no, degrees or certification in relationship advice. We're just here to offer our humble musings.
She yells.
To hopefully shed some understanding or maybe some
we
laughs on
are
the incredibly
humble.
More like musings, To hopefully shed some understanding and maybe some laughs on the incredibly rewarding, but mostly confusing experience that is love. So please take our advice as you see fit in your life.
Yes, absolutely. Let's get into the letter.
All right. Our letter is from Bad Advice, whose pronouns are she, her, who is writing to us from the void. Hi, Sam and Sierra. I've been feeling like my friend's advice about my relationship is super negative. So I'm ironically writing to just break up in hopes of receiving advice to, well, maybe not break up. Last year, my boyfriend, we'll call him Mikey, he, him, got into a pretty bad car crash. We had been dating for a little under a year, and I went from a somewhat new partner to his main support system pretty quickly. He was in the hospital for about 2 months total, not all at once, recovering from injuries and various surgeries related to the crash. I kind of put my life on hold for him. I was with him every step of the way, providing care and comfort and talking to his parents when they couldn't be in town. I slept in the hospital a lot because he wanted me there, and the nurses thought we were cute, so they let us get away with a lot. He asked me to do these things and even got upset if I left the hospital for a break. Thankfully, he's doing a lot better now. Not totally out of the woods, but life feels a lot more normal. The thing is, over the last 7 or 8 months, since his health has changed from, holy crap, this is scary and awful, to some days we even forget about the accident, things are going pretty well. He's changed his priorities a lot. It was like he needed and wanted me there when things were scary, and now I feel like an afterthought. He has a new friend group that I don't get along with very well from a new job he got after disability leave, and we see each other a lot less, going from weeks straight of being by his side to maybe 1 or 2 nights a week that we see each other has given me whiplash, and it's sad to think that he might have just been using me for the help when he needed it. I can tell that he loves me and cares about me, but it feels like he's taking a step back from me and even said no to times I've asked for help, saying that he doesn't really have the energy to help me out. Then he turns around and has plenty of energy to be there for his friends and other people. The other day, my best friend gave me advice that has been piercing my heart. She said, Mikey cosmically owes me for how I took care of him last year, and that it's ridiculous he doesn't realize that. As awful as it sounds, I kind of feel like she's a little bit right. I didn't do any of those things expecting anything in return. I love him, and of course I was going to be by his side, but I feel like that energy just isn't reciprocated. I came in as a serious partner would, and now I'm getting super casual partner energy back. I don't know what to do. I'm hoping you both can either shed some empathy light on how to understand Mikey's action or give me a ton of tough love if it seems like I'm being a little bit too much of a doormat.
All right. Bad advice. Thank you for writing to us and for asking us this question. I'm really glad that Mikey got through that that car crash, and I am really thankful for the fact that you were willing to show up for him and be there by his side. And I'm sorry that you're now in this position where you're feeling like things were really serious during that car crash, after that car crash, and that now it feels like you're kind of on the back burner. You're not getting the love and care and help that you need in this relationship. That's a hard place to be. And in any case, but especially, you know, when it feels like you've put a lot of energy into something and it feels like you're not getting enough back for yourself.
Yeah, totally.
So we're going to offer you some love, some attention of our own, and we're going to offer you some advice as well once we get back from this quick break.
Spring has sprung and summer is just around the corner. Packing your bag with sunscreen, your emotional support water bottle, and that steamy beach read. But wait, this year there's a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups.
And get this, there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods and goddesses, Regency era, historical fiction, my absolute favorite, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you will always find something new to explore. Dipsy offers a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction.
For listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. dipsystories.com/justbreakup. All right, my darling, thank you so much for writing and trusting us with this letter. So we're going to offer you a little bit of both of what you ask for, like some empathy, I think, perspective shift, and a little bit of tough love. Mostly, I want to start with the idea that love isn't transactional. And you know that. Like, I think that even if he... You know, I would hope that if he broke up with you today, you would say, I would have still chosen to show up in the moment because I didn't know what I know now. And you want to show up for the people that you love, right? And love isn't transactional. We don't say I love you to hear it back. We don't take care of people to be taken care of. And it's not a reasonable, I think you know this intuitively, it just might help to hear it from a stranger, that it's not reasonable to expect that he owes you to love you in a specific way because you loved him in a specific way. We all choose to like love within our boundaries, yada, yada. However, it is 100% acceptable for you to point out, I don't even want to call them like disparities, but just in this moment, you are not getting your needs met. Period. Mm-hmm. It is not because of or in contrast to the ways in which you met his needs. It's just it's its own island because we can't be keeping score. Right. We can't say I took care of you Saturday, so you have to take care of me Sunday. Obviously, we do a certain amount of like juggling in relationships, but we can't keep a cosmic tally.
Right.
I did this, so you should do that. But you can say, I am feeling neglected, not because I took such good care of you then, but because I am a whole, authentic, worthy being that is not getting their needs met, period. You know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. This seems like a situation where you two are sort of inhabiting different versions of what you want your relationship to look like. And this is not an uncommon thing that happens for folks. You know, in relationships that have lasted a good amount of time, where it's sort of like one of us is like, I want to sort of move towards something that feels more serious, where we're spending more time together, where we're moving towards something that feels like we're kind of consistently each other's person. And the other person is like, not doing that or doesn't envision in that way, right? There's so many different ways in which our relationships can get derailed's not the right word, but where we can kind of converge or diverge in what our expectations of each other are. And so the important thing is for us to be talking about those things. Like, what do you both want out of this relationship? What are you looking for? And if it can be a place where you both can like flex and compromise towards each other, where you can find a place where you're both kind of happy, great. But if it's not, and he's looking for something that isn't what you're looking for, then we have an incompatibility on our hands. Yes. And that sucks. And that is really challenging. But he doesn't owe you exactly what you want out of this relationship just because you took care of him for that amount of time, right? Like, this idea that he sort of cosmically owes you, I think, is just a recipe for both of you to get hurt, because that is the only way that I've ever seen the sort of like, this person owes me something type of situation happen in a relationship work out. Like, I've only ever seen it work out in both people being very upset about the ways in which one person is being held accountable to something that like they honestly didn't have much control over.
Right.
And the other person being like, you owe me, you owe me, you owe me. And it's a well that's never going to get filled. Right.
Like, right.
I don't think he can repay you enough for how scary, how much work, how it felt to put your life on hold to take care of him. Right. He won't be able to do that because it is never going to happen in the exact same way that it happened to you. So I want to just say that, like, holding him accountable to this idea that like he cosmically owes you in the same way with the same amount of love and energy is a direction that's only going to lead to more and more consternation. So that's why Sierra and I are trying to like deflect you into this other way, which is to say that he owes you a conversation about the way your relationship is going because he's in relationship with you, right? Not because you took care of him, but because you are in, this is what we owe to each other when we are in relationships with each other.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, they're not wholly separate. I'm just trying to make you look at them separately, because you can say, what I'm imagining in this open and necessary conversation, you can say things like, since your accident, you can use the phrase, you know, we were together so much and now we're not. And it feels like an emotional whiplash. And I don't need to go back to being with you, you know, every single moment of the day. But I'm feeling sensitive. I'm feeling like my needs aren't being met. Not because you owe me what we were doing in the past, but because things have changed. I feel like that's so reasonable, so human, to be like, wow, we were spending so much time together and now we're not. And it's making me feel insecure. Can you help me navigate that? Can you make me feel like a little bit more of a priority? Again, it's not you owe me this because I did X, Y, and Z. And I know it gets tricky because like our brains want to think of things as transactional. You know, it makes a lot of sense in a relationship that I'm going to be kind and respectful to my partner and I'm going to expect that in return, right? But that's just like an inherently flawed ideology that is only going to lead to an unfillable well, as Sam says. You know, if you keep count of all of the ways that you take care of someone and you need them to match you, they need you to, you know, meet you at your caregiving, like our needs are never going to be the same. Our love languages are never going to be the same. You know, you were not in a car accident, so he didn't have the opportunity to care for you in that way. I think it's just what I'm trying to say is like, you're not doing anything wrong by having these feelings of like, this feels unfair, right? Mm-hmm. I would be struggling with, I 100% undoubtedly would be struggling with the same feelings that you're struggling with. I think we're trying to just offer you a different way to look at it so that you feel that much more empowered to say, I'm not getting what I want out of this relationship, you know, and saying it from a place of security and surety instead of from a place of a cosmic imbalance or something that he owes you, right? I also want to say, like, just as a quick aside, Sam said, like, anytime he's seen something like cosmically owed, you know, that it ends in suffering. I also want to say, like, I have to push back against that sort of ideology, like seeping into my brain, because it, you know, where it shows up the most is when I say, oh, well, I cosmically deserved that. Something bad happened to me and I did something to deserve it. Right. So I just want to say that, like, that doesn't bode well for me. It doesn't end up well in my thinking if I start thinking about what the world energetically owes me, or like the give and the take, like, because it doesn't always work that way. Bad things happen to good people. You know, your boyfriend could very well pull away from you after you gave him so much. Like, that is a, that's a, that could be happening, you know, and that's unfair. That's energetically unfair. So if we look at, you know, human interactions and look for fairness and look for like cosmic karma to play out all of the time, we're going to be really disappointed, because we know that bad things happen to good people all the time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And to turn on the empathy light for Mikey as well, I want to just say that, like, there's probably a lot of different reasons why he's behaving that in the way that he's behaving. And there's probably a lot of different reasons why he behaved the way he behaved after his accident, where he was asking you to be there, asking you to help support him. And I think one of it might be that, like, he had a terrible accident and sounds like he almost died. So, like, maybe he's like really got a new lease on life and is just like trying to spend time doing fun things and hanging out with people that he likes and all of that stuff. It might also be that, like, he's in a place when he was in after the accident where he needed someone, right? Yeah. And you were there and you were available and he wanted you to be there. And I know it feels like maybe being used, but I don't think it was him using you, right? You know, like, I know I don't want to negate the feeling of it, but I also want to say that, like, I don't think that he was like, oh yes, you know what I'll do to bad advice is that I will ask her to stay with me and be with me, and then I will leave her afterwards, but I just need like a warm body for right now, right? Like, I think that he probably had feelings for you, probably really loved you.
Has feelings, yep.
Mm-hmm. For sure, absolutely. And was like, I need this person here. I need
vulnerable.
To be
I'm
taken
hurting.
Care of.
I need
absolutely.
People. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that probably played a part in why he was asking you to do that, because being in the hospital is really scary. Having surgeries is really scary. So how important would it be to have somebody you love stay there with you and be with you and help you through that? So again, it's not like, again, I think we sometimes think about this stuff in like so black and white terms, right? Where it's like either he like wholeheartedly loves me or he was using me the whole time. And it's like everything is so much more complicated than that. Or like he is now giving all of his energy to other people because he like is taking me for granted, right?
Yeah.
And it's like he's giving his energy to lots of other people because of a lot of different reasons, one of which may be because he's taking you for granted, in which case, like, we want you to have a conversation about what that looks like and how that feels for you.
Yes.
But it might also be because he is, you know, again, like trying to spend time with people that he really likes, or he's excited about this new job and these new people that are in his life, right? There's a lot of different reasons. So I think it's important to not come into this with some preconceived notions about like what did or did not happen, what he is or is not feeling, what he was or was not thinking when he was in the hospital, but instead saying stuff like, I'm not getting what I need out of this relationship right now. I'm having trouble because we went from spending a lot of time together, you sort of asking me to be there for you in this way, to a place where it feels like you don't need me anymore. Yeah. And when I need you, you're not really showing up as much, right? Like, to talk about the complicated ways in which you both are interacting with each other, rather than saying, again, there's like some sort of rule sheet that everyone should be following, that we should all know and understand. And that if this happens, then it means this and it can't mean anything else. Right. Cause there's, we are way too complicated to have some sort of flow chart that tells us exactly what every sort of action means and what why we're doing it is really clear to us.
And I want to touch on one more thing before we send you on your way. I said earlier, like, it's not reasonable for us to expect other people to love like we would love, like we all love within our own boundaries. And it sounds like you maybe overstepped your own boundaries during that very stressful time in which he needed you a lot. It sounds like maybe, you know, you literally said the words, I put my life on hold to be there for him, right? Mm-hmm. And that is so generous and kind and caretaking and nurturing of you. And I'm not sure you probably felt very nurtured there during that time. And we are only responsible for advocating for our own nurturing when we need it. Like, you have needs met that aren't being... You have needs that aren't being met right now. And you had needs that you were foregoing when he was in the hospital. And so I just want to remind you that being lovable, being a caretaker, is not just about foregoing your own needs to give up your life to take care of someone in their immediate moment. Obviously, you did the right thing. He needed you. You did what felt right to you. But I also just want to empower you a little that it's, you don't... There's no cosmic tally out there that needs to justify you more to have this conversation with him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you right now, you deserve to talk to your partner and say, like, the dynamic that's between us right now isn't working. I need more from you. It's not because you took care of him in the past. It's because you are a great partner who is in a reciprocal relationship who isn't getting what they want, right? And I don't want you to forgo your own needs again as a means of loving him in the way he needs to be loved. Because how we need to be loved changes in time, too. He needed you a ton there. And now maybe he doesn't need you as much, or he needs you in this particular way. But you don't need to fold your needs up in the shape of his needs all the time, is what I'm saying.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. All of this to say that... it doesn't mean that it hurts any less to feel like you're being taken for granted.
Yeah,
absolutely. Or that it doesn't mean that our tender hearts or our, you know, imperfectly wired brains aren't telling us that this is how it should be, even though it's not, right? The sort of the railing against the unfairness of all of this is totally understandable and can hurt so much as well. So, like, Sierra and I are trying to be practical. We're trying to help you sort of see the forest for the trees, and also to say to you that this is really hard, and that we're with you in this. And it's totally understandable that you are feeling a lot of different things about this whole situation. And your feelings are absolutely valid. They absolutely make sense. Of course, you're feeling slighted. Of course, you're feeling like, well, why can't he give me what I gave him? And all of that is really real. And it's not the only truth that exists out there. It's not the only thing that we can believe about what is happening in this situation. So take all of this in whatever way feels good for you. And just know that we see you. And we hope that you're able to come to a place with your partner that makes you both feel like you're in this together.
Absolutely. All right, my darling. Thank you so much for writing, and we hope this helps.
Thank you so much. We love you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like more content from us, or if you would like ad-free episodes, you can always support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month, you'll get an additional bonus weekly episode. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DMs, send us your favorite relationship memes, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of Duvide Media. Original music, recording, editing, producing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his music and his podcasts. And remember, love is not transactional, but it can be insufficient. It can be needy. It can be distant. We always have the right to talk about the dynamics that are brewing in our relationship. There doesn't have to be a tally. There doesn't have to be a deficit. We have the right to ask for what we need regardless of the circumstances. And if all else fails,
just break up.